Among their 8 arms, octopodes have a favorite arm which they prefer and therefore use more often. This was something that I learned today in biology class in the 4th grade I visited. And welcome to episode number 49 already. Welcome, Ludwig.
Welcome.
Hello.
Very interesting. Did you know that they have 8 arms? Oh, that they have a favorite arm?
No, I didn't know that. But I imagine it's like it's like having or preferring your left or right hand, only with 8 divisions.
Do you have a favorite finger on your hand?
No, not really. Because they're not equal. Yeah. They serve different purposes.
I don't know. I think the ring finger is the most useless one.
Probably.
Because with your thumb and your index finger, you can pinch things, you can point things, you need your thumb to grab things. Like with all the other 4, and just those, it'd be hard.
With the middle finger, you can insult people. That's also very important.
Right. And it's like the longest one, and
yeah,
you could also wear rings on the middle finger, and the small one. I don't know. I've heard that the smallest toe is the most important one, because of your balance, and you tip over if it wouldn't exist, or it's harder without it. Or maybe that was for all of your toes. But I think it's especially the smallest one. So I think if someone would offer me a lot of money, I would sell my ring finger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, or if you had to decide which finger to lose.
Yeah. Maybe I wouldn't trade my finger for money, because I have too much anxiety of the surgery or of cutting it off now.
Yeah, probably hurts a lot.
Great introduction for today's episode.
Of course. Welcome. I also for a moment, I don't know why, but I thought about some weird how is it called? In German, there's this word totalitär, and I have no idea how to say it in English.
Totalism, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But basically, of a system,
totalitarian,
like there was with the right and left hand, and everyone who preferred their left hand was trained to only use their right hand because it was considered bad in the past. And I imagined a system like this for octopus, where some group who preferred their, I don't know what, 5th arm just decided that was the right one, and everyone else should stop using the other ones and just use the 5th. Well, I have no idea why I thought about it. It was just the thought that came to my mind.
I think there are about 10% people in the human population that are left-handed. So right-handed is far more common, but there are also a lot of people that are left-handed.
Yeah, of course.
They exist, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just your bubble.
Yeah, of course. Of course they exist. But it's so surprising to see how intolerant people were in the past. I mean, only because you used your left hand instead of the right one, it was considered bad, and that
people were also retrained or educated to use their right hand.
Yeah.
They weren't even allowed to use the left hand.
Yeah, also in school, when you tried, to write with the left hand, then you get punished for it or something. It's insane how stupid this is.
Yeah. All right. I got a question for you. Did the Tooth Fairy ever visit you? Or what are your thoughts on the Tooth Fairy? Your experience with it? Have you even heard of the Tooth Fairy?
Yes, of course. I know what the Tooth Fairy is.
At least.
but I had to think about it for a moment. Yeah. If she ever visited me. And I think so. I think she did, but I don't know anymore what she brought. I think it was not only a bit of coins, but something else. But I really don't know what it was anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think the whole thing about the Tooth Fairy is very unclear. Because when do you lose your first teeth? At like 6, maybe 5? Is it too early? 7?
Maybe a bit.
About that age.
A bit too late.
Too late. 4, yeah. You'd say.
I think 5 is a pretty good guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that age, you could believe someone telling you about the Tooth Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
But your last teeth, you're probably losing them at age of, let's say, 12? 11?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 11?
Maybe.
I don't know. Let's say 11. I'm not sure if a fourth grader would believe you, your mom, your dad, that the Tooth Fairy exists. I don't know. But also, what is the Tooth Fairy there for? To steal your teeth and give you money? What?
Yeah. It sounds like a really weird idea. But I think
what's
it's
the story
just
behind
to...
it?
I have no idea. But I think it's just to... Yeah, to fight the anxiety of kids with losing their teeth. And maybe that they are, yeah, that they're unsure about it.
But why would you teach them to lose their teeth? Because they would get rewarded for it if they put them underneath their pillow.
Yeah, well, then maybe they don't fear, or they don't think that's a bad thing, that they're losing their teeth. Maybe... Yeah, I don't know. I could imagine that kids have,
but don't you also encourage them to lose more teeth, like to get fresh ones out of there to get rewarded, to get the Tooth Fairy to steal their teeth and give them coins?
Yeah,
a little bit that's... encouraging.
Yeah, it is. True, but I think of course you're encouraging this, but I think it's kind of the point that you encourage the kids to, or you tell them it's not a bad thing, and that they don't have to be afraid of losing teeth and get rewarded with it.
Yeah, I get your point.
To something positive, but of course your point is also there that they just... All right, the tooth it grows, it comes back.
Let's get them all out of here.
Let's get them all, let's get them out again and get another $5 or whatever.
Money making glitch. Yeah, I get your point, but I think the whole story with the Tooth Fairy is a bit unclear. Not that well written story.
Yeah.
Like kind of I get where the idea comes from, but it's not they haven't thought about it until the end. They,
yeah,
whoever they are.
Yeah. Yeah, true. But really interesting tradition.
But the,
I mean, kind of weird.
The Tooth Fairy has visited you, so you lost teeth to the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. I put some teeth under my pillow.
I did.
Yeah, I mean, what an investment is that? I mean,
I did collect my teeth, and I still have them to this day. So Tooth Fairy didn't steal them because I did put them underneath my pillow. I still have all of them except the first one because I swallowed the first one. It was very loose. I was at my grandparents and we were very careful with eating. My grandma and me. And I only
Your
ate...
Your grandpa was like, just get it out already.
No, I just don't remember him in my in my visions. Mm-hmm. I only ate like small already cut pieces of the softest bread you can imagine. Like pre-cut 10 to 15 pieces, and as it couldn't be better for this story, I ate the last one, and before the last one, everything was okay. I swallowed the last one, and after that, I was like, well, the teeth is missing, and I have nothing left in my mouth. And well, it was gone. So I have every teeth except the first one, but a great
Maybe
story of it.
Maybe the Tooth Fairy got that.
Yeah. But I didn't get any money from it, so fairy.
Yeah, sad. I also
was
remember,
a scary.
I also remember how I lost one teeth because it was I had a sleepover at a friend, and we were just having breakfast, and I don't know why I remember it, but I was eating a really nice, also very soft roll with honey, I think.
Mm.
And in this very sticky mass of honey and bread, there was also something a bit more hard. And yeah. There, a teeth of mine came out.
Yeah, let's just connect with this weird story to another story I've read recently. In my notes, I just noted down Cryptoland ? What the fuck, bro? And it's interesting. But weird, a weird internet idea, people sitting in their basement and having stupid ideas at 3 a.m. probably. But let me read the whole thing out. The idea is that a bunch of crypto bros will buy an island in Fiji and all live there to escape the rules of the state. They posted a 10-minute video with a creepy-as-fuck animated advertisement where a giant Bitcoin shows you around the three main areas of Cryptoland. Cryptoland Bay, an area consisting of workspaces, bars, and a resort. The House of Dao, an incubator for crypto startups, and the Blockchain Hills, 60 parcels of lands the project's creators plan on selling to people. Here is what Ryan Broderick from Garbage Day says about it. It's a story as old as time. A group of financially independent young men find each other on the internet. They realize they all have similar libertarian beliefs and decide they should start their own nation. They then convince a bunch of other men, usually ones who aren't so financially independent, to buy into this scheme to support their dream of building the perfect libertarian state. And it doesn't even matter what kind of internet community of men we're talking about. This will happen anywhere. 12 years ago, Redditors tried to organize Reddit Island, and then last year did it again. You put enough men together in a chat room, and they will try and build their own sovereign state. The people behind Cryptoland have set up a Discord server to arrange everything they need to buy the island Nananu iCake in Fiji. In fact, on the Cryptoland Discord, the people behind the project claim to have already secured the island with a purchase agreement, except Nananu iCake is still listed as available on at least two different real estate sites for $12 million. And they call me a non-believer, but I don't reckon they're gonna make $12 billion by selling silly little NFTs. Oh yeah, did I mention that's how they're gonna raise the money? By selling NFTs of their mascot, of of the Bitcoin coin that showed you around at the 10-minute introduction video. This was weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, okay, you can make a lot of money with NFTs.
Yeah, but they,
not like that.
But they want to sell NFTs of this crypto coin.
Yeah.
That looks creepy as hell, by the way.
Yeah.
And they want to buy Nananu iCake on Fiji, a $12 million island.
Yeah, when you read it out, I was like, he said in such a negative tone that they want to make the money by selling NFTs, or silly little NFTs, or how he said it. And I was like, well, I wouldn't say it's so negative, because you can make a lot of money with it. Just look at people who sold one NFT for $62 million. That would be enough.
Yeah,
I mean, that's one of the biggest success stories of this whole thing.
Very ugly. But
then he said, in the sentence after or something, he said they want to sell the NFTs of this Bitcoin mascot, and then I was like, okay, now you got me. That's really stupid. But maybe it'll work, and they will prove us all wrong. But I don't think so. It doesn't sound like it. Yeah, but building your own nation—is that even a thing that you can just do?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, if the land is really yours by buying it, probably it just works.
Yeah. I just sent you a picture of, or examples of, the Bitcoin NFT thingy. You can just look it up yourself. I just googled Cryptoland Bitcoin mascot. Looks all very sketchy, ugly. It's my opinion, but probably also yours.
Yeah, it really looks
horrible.
Horrible, yeah. I mean, if they make the money with that, respect, but I don't believe it.
I won't say anything against it. On my opinion, let them do it. And if they succeed, well, it's interesting. I'd read the news on it, and of course, why not? I don't think that they will hurt anyone probably only the environment, but not people personally, at least.
Yeah, Yeah, you can only hope for that. But yeah, yeah, I mean,
before that they have to sell those NFTs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If it works, then not bad, but
yeah,
it doesn't quite look like
these people that tried to organize Reddit Island. I also read that privately. It's also pretty interesting. You should also read that if you want to. Yeah, on Know Your Meme /memes/ Reddit Island Meme Land. They wanted to call it Meme Land. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, and
yeah,
Meme Land, and they wanted to call the capital no, I didn't find it. But here's something. Language, meme-glish, currency, Dogecoin, President Keanu Reeves, national anthem, never gonna give you up.
That's just
a whole meme town.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's weird, because it's all a meme, of course, and they all call it, or everything is named after memes. But still, they want to do it in real life.
Yeah.
Or wanted. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, they last year they tried to get it through. It's not through yet. They even tried to contact Elon Musk. And images show that he participates in it. But I think it's fake. I'm not sure it's officially fake, but it seems kind of fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cryptoland. What the fuck, bro?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah, really. Have you heard of the huge underwater volcano that has erupted in the past week?
Just a little bit, because I ignore the news.
Yeah, that, I don't know, I just saw some pictures of it and it looks crazy.
How is it called?
It's called, or the island where it erupted is called Tonga.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, I don't know how it's called, but it has a pretty complicated name.
Ah. Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai Vulcano.
Yeah, that's it. That's just the one. Yeah, that one erupted, and it's been a huge explosion. One of the biggest volcano eruptions in decades, and the islands that are right next to it, basically, or...
Hmm.
That are in the area, and they have pretty big damages, especially I think the volcano is like in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, so there are not many people who are affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that are, they have big problems, because you can't just get like you can't get any supplies or help there that easily, because it literally is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's many miles west of Australia, these islands. And yeah, that's many. I think a few of the islands, I think Tonga is also in a state or... a country which has multiple little islands, and the ones that are a bit further away from the main one, they have no communication at all to anywhere in the world, basically. And they could have pretty much damage there.
Yeah,
yeah, but
there's already a Wikipedia article about it. And it just happened 3 days ago. End date ongoing. Oh, really? Impact. 3 people dead, 4 injured, and others reported missing.
Yeah. But the pictures of it were incredible. Cool. Sadly, they were. It's true. You could see it from space, basically. There were satellite footage of it, and you could see the huge cloud of smoke and ash.
Yeah, the ash and the shockwave erupting, as well.
Erupting there. Yeah. I also read an article that you could measure the shockwave in Bavaria, which is basically on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. About 20,000 kilometers. Or whatever that is in miles.
Yeah.
In miles. That's 12.4k miles. Here you go.
Yeah, it was a pretty big explosion.
Cool. Support that.
Nice. Yeah. So,
that's just a thing that happens.
Yeah.
It's nature. But
unpredictable.
It's underwater, but it's still fire, or isn't it like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's an underwater volcano. It was like, I think... It was 200 to 150 meters under the water, but the eruption was that big that basically didn't matter.
It's like crazy amount of power and energy in this moment.
Yeah.
I just read the waves that were created from this eruption were about 1.2 meters tall or 4 feet. Yeah, 200 meters down there, it's a lot of weight from the water already.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just let's talk about our win and probably another story.
Yeah,
my win of the week is or was something unexpected, because we watched Jumanji The Next Level, so the sequel to Jumanji, and I just wanted to watch it because I watched the first movie and wanted to know how the sequel is. And I expected nothing from it, or I had no expectations, because I think I rated the first movie like 7 out of 10. It's like, I think I even said it on the podcast, it was average enjoyment. It was okay. But I gotta say the second part is much better. Like, I wasn't that hooked after the first 10, maybe 15 minutes. But after the intro, it went so much better. It was so hilarious. It's basically the first part, but bit different, like, challenge, a new level, next level, like the title promises. But from the plot, it's similar. But you get 2 grandpas who forget many things, and that makes it so hilarious. You should watch it.
Yeah.
That's my win. An unexpected, very funny movie. And it has been a long time since a movie has brought me to laugh so hard. It was good.
Yeah, it was a really good movie to watch on a Sunday afternoon or evening with some friends, and yeah, it was really enjoyable.
Yes, it's my win.
My win was basically the whole weekend. It was just really nice. On Saturday, we already met for a short time and were... or it was pretty spontaneous. I was at home and didn't have anything planned, but then you texted me if I wanted to come with you and maybe fly a bit with the drones. And because I had nothing to do, I agreed, and we went to pick up Leon and flew a bit, which was really fun. And every time we do fly FPV drone, I'm just getting more excited for mine to finally arrive. And also on Sunday, we had a little trip before returning home and watching Jumanji. We made a little trip to Leipzig, where we visited a lost place, an old how's it called?
Reichsbahnausbesserungswerk.
Nice, yeah. It was like a workshop for trains.
Yeah, like a repair works. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was a huge a huge hangar basically, or hall, with many little
was an abandoned area.
Yeah, it was an abandoned area where there were many years ago trains being repaired. And yeah, you can kind of imagine how it looks there with old railways and cranes over the top and everything. And it was a really nice spot to just walk around, take a look at it, and also fly some drone again.
Yeah. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
All of it. Exploring, flying.
Yeah.
Climbing through windows.
Yeah, it was a really cool trip all in all. And was a really nice way to spend a Sunday.
Okay, let's just dive into the recommendation. Today I don't have a website set, but I get two songs today. The first one is Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars. And the second one is Bubblegum Bitch by Marina. But you saw the titles before because you added them to the playlists.
Yeah, but I only saw them but didn't hear how you pronounce it. And that was the main thing I loved
Bitch.
About Yeah. My recommendations are also two songs, of course, and I'm just going to start with them. I also have a very, very popular song first. It's called Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood. You probably heard it before.
I know.
Yeah. And my second song is called When It Breaks, and it is by Inhaler. Relatively small British rock band. And my other recommendation is once again a Netflix series, and I probably recommended it here before. It's also a very popular one. It's Vikings, and I just came back into watching it, and it kind of surprised me because I have watched it to a certain point in the past, so I basically watched everything that was on Netflix at that time where I watched it, and now I don't know how I saw it, but I somehow saw that there's basically new content.
Didn't they publish a sixth season or something?
Yeah, it was like season 6 part 2 that was published now that I haven't watched yet. But it was kind of a long time ago that I finished Vikings.
I finished
up to this point. I finished Netflix. Yeah, that I finished watching Vikings to the point where there was just no more episodes online. And yeah, I think at the end I wasn't that hooked anymore also. And also going into the last or the next 10 episodes that were published now, I was like, yeah, I wasn't that interested anymore. I basically just watched it to have it finished, most of the storylines I wasn't that invested in, and also the characters. But with the time while watching it, it came back basically my interest, and that for a big part also because of the soundtrack by Trevor Morris. I really talk a lot about soundtracks, I think, but it's just amazing, and it fascinates me every time. And they do such a good job in this new episode. And it really got me back into the show. And there were some moments also, if I'm not that invested in the characters anymore, there were some moments where the show really got my attention again. For example, there was one speech, you could basically say even one of the antagonists of the main characters. Basically, antagonist king gave a speech to his people how they're gonna fight against the Vikings in this last season. Probably I haven't finished it yet, but this speech was just, or the whole storyline with this king and the speech and where it leads to, is just so well written and so well acted, especially at this point. It really hooked me, after the speech was finished, also with the soundtrack in the background and everything, I was just like, I sat there and was like, well, I guess I'm on your side now. Because, yeah, it was just a really great moment. And so, yeah, I kind of got back into Vikings. And yeah, that's my recommendation.
Yeah, I just remembered something else. Last weekend, through the whole last week, I finished Money Heist, and ooh, I'd say it's a pretty good ending for the whole story, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these episodes were like chef's kiss, as they were before. You could argue about the reason why there is a second part, a second heist, and all that shit. But yeah, don't annoy me with it. It's great cinematography. Yeah. It's great storytelling. Yeah, I don't know about the blah blah why, but it's great.
I like. Yeah, the whole last season was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just noted on the side. Through it now. And this year we will get Stranger Things. I don't know if it's the last season, yeah, but
finally.
I think this summer, at least my guess, I'm not sure if I've seen it, that will be out this summer, but that's my guess, this summer or winter. But not late between. Maybe also like Christmas season. But this year, as they said it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, I got a second article for today. That's a specialty of today. Didn't bring Dumb Ways to Die this time, but two articles. Someone reported a British bakery over using illegal sprinkles. If that doesn't sound interesting, I don't know what.
Yeah.
So the following things aren't really an article. It's just multiple posts of the bakery on Instagram. But yeah, the bakery is the Get Baked Bakery from Great Britain. Just a quick heads up to let you all know that we are closed tomorrow for the following reasons. First of all, staff training. Second, need to get some other important shit done. Third, everyone's fucking knackered. This weekend has been utterly sensational. We've had customer visits from countless cities. Sold fuck tons of brews in various forms. Oh, and not to mention a lovely visit from Trading Standards on Friday after someone reported us for using what are apparently illegal sprinkles. More on that one next week. Hope you fail. GB. Get Baked. The sprinkles are imported from USA and may contain colorings that aren't allowed over here. They are being tested and we will find out next week. I realize how insane this is. Unfortunately, I am only prepared to use them and no others. If I can't use them, I won't use any. I will be on sprinkle strike and I won't budge for no man. Anyone who isn't into sprinkles, who's into sprinkles, will know what I'm about. Sprinkles you can get in this country are totally shit. They look wank, they bake wank. Birthday brews will never be the same again. I genuinely lost sleep over this, not to mention the raspberry glazed donut cookie. I don't even get me fucking started. I'll tell you one thing though. If this doesn't result in a new t-shirt slogan, I'm hanging up my fucking hat. Done and done. Sprinklegate update. It's not good news. We have heard back from Trading Standards and have been told that we must cease use of our sprinkles with immediate effect. Obviously, we will be following the rules and removing them as of now. Whilst this might seem like it's not a big deal, it actually is very fucking annoying, as a lot of people ask for birthday bruises, and raspberry glazed donut cookies are not only our best-selling cookie, but they are utterly sensational. It is highly unlikely that we will find any legal sprinkles that we will use as a replacement. British sprinkles just aren't the same. They are totally shit and I hate them. I am extremely passionate about sprinkles. I need to think this one over. We will obviously need to make some adjustments to the menu in order to compensate for this truly horrendous ordeal. One option, where the RGDCs are concerned, is to glaze them as normal, but just not use sprinkles. It makes me sick just thinking about it. To whoever reported us to Trading Standards, all I have to say is, dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane. My daughter, who is now 7 months, has to live with the fact that Daddy can't take her to Disneyland because man can't sell any fucking cookies. Done and done. Another update. I've just been interviewed by the BBC over Sprinklegate. I don't want to say I'm a big deal, but I kind of am. I get a lot of enjoyment from stuff like this. I may unfollow you for this bullshit. Oh, Dan, no, please don't do that. I beg you, Dan, please don't. I should have replied with, please don't do that. I have a six-month-old daughter to feed. I actually cried right him for the hope you fail comment. It's vibrant, honest, and pretty fruity. However, my favorite part is done and done, which suggests I'd ask him to carry out two tasks, when in actual fact I only ask him to carry out one. I win, you lose. And the best part about this is they ended up starting their own sprinkle company as a result out of this.
Strong.
Yeah. So the bakery is Get Baked. Get Baked UK on Instagram if you want to follow them, support them. And crazy. They started Expensive Sprinkles. That's the company, the name of the company. Yeah, and the main baker has blurred sprinkles in the left hand. It's soon going to start. It's not there yet, but it's on their best way. And the baker is just standing there holding up the middle finger to the camera.
Yeah.
But I found that also pretty entertaining to read.
Yeah, it is really entertaining.
Illegal sprinkles.
Who the fuck reports someone for using illegal sprinkles? How do you even know that the sprinkles are illegal?
I'm an expert. Those are illegal. I will eat the glazed donut, but those sprinkles doesn't seem legit to me.
We have to do something about it.
Yeah, and they did.
I mean, what the fuck? Also, how are there sprinkles that are illegal in Britain
because
but
of the coloring
in the United States?
There's material things that are in there, some chemicals that are illegal in Great Britain. But the USA doesn't care.
Health system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, but that's the
that's
reason.
Really.
There are ingredients that aren't allowed. Yeah.
All right.
Today I also learned that breakfast is an invention by Kellogg's. Breakfast didn't exist before. They invented it. What?
What? Do you mean the word or that
that you eat in the morning, that you sit and eat breakfast? It's made up by Kellogg's.
It is?
Yeah, it wasn't a thing before.
But the British breakfast or English breakfast is not has not something to do with Kellogg's, and didn't they do that before?
I don't know. Way back in the medieval age, people didn't used to eat on like, or they didn't eat two meals or three meals a day. They just made a soup and ate many times spread over the day. Like, it's just a guess. I haven't read it. It's like, I'd say 6 to 10 times they'd eat bit of soup every now and then, but not like big portions 2 times a day like we do now. And breakfast didn't exist.
I have a little article.
Article number three today. Wow.
Nice. The history of breakfast. Eating breakfast began in the Neolithic late Stone Age era. When large stones were used to grind grains to make a sort of porridge. Porridge was also a staple of Roman soldiers' diets. They called it pulmentus. Interesting. During the Middle Ages, barley and hops were used to make beer, which was served up in the morning to hungry peasants alongside oat cakes or porridge. Nice. Okay, so they drank beer in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not like breakfast we have now.
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm not finished. Breakfast, as we know it, began in the early 19th century when some middle-class men started to work regular hours in offices. Prior to that, people would often work for a few hours, then eat a meal at about 10 a.m. Wives or kitchen staff would often serve these 19th century commuters a two-course meal that would often begin with a bowl of porridge. This would be followed by a full English breakfast, toast and eggs with bacon or fish. This style of meal wasn't referred to as a full English until the First World War, when lighter breakfasts grew in popularity. Eating breakfast had become a more elaborate act by the 19th century, at least in well-off households. In the 1961 Book of Household Management, Isabella Beaton suggested a daily breakfast buffet that included a cold joint of meat, game pies, broiled mackerel, whatever that is, such as sausages, bacon and eggs, muffins, toast, marmalade, butter, jam, coffee and tea. Towards the end of the 1800s, there was a backlash against these kind of lavish diets. Groups like the Seventh-day Adventists protested that meat-based breakfasts were leading to ill health. Over the next few decades, pioneers like John Kellogg, W.K. Kellogg, Henry Perkey, and C.V. Post developed ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that would go on to become extremely popular and varied. At the turn of the 20th century, other cereals, such as muesli, were being invented in Europe. Breakfast cereals found success when rationing made bacon and eggs scarce during the war. Also, as women entered the workforce, they no longer had the time to cook a full meal in the morning, and cereals allowed children to prepare their own breakfast. The range of breakfast food on offer became more and more varied. Now, however, despite the choice available, fewer and fewer people take the time to have breakfast.
So, Kellogg's made the way for the huge breakfast,
yeah,
like huge, yeah, variety.
They basically
Yeah.
Yeah, they basically invented the modern breakfast. Yeah. They didn't invent eating something in the morning, obviously. But they invented the modern breakfast with muesli and stuff like this. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Nice. That was article number 3.
Do you have some possible titles right now? Because last time
we had some yet.
Pretty funny ones. At yeah. this point, I got Scam Fairy, Cryptoland, What the Fuck, Bro? I finished Netflix and Illegal Sprinkles.
They're all pretty good. They're all pretty good.
Okay, do you have some questions yeah. prepared?
Of course mm-hmm. I have. Mm-hmm.
Would you want to start with them?
Yeah, of course, we can do that.
Can also all right. stop right here.
Oh, I think that's enough for this episode. It's been a bit shorter this time, but you know. All right. Yeah. Last time, I believe, you had the question what we were excited about in the past year. And for my first question, I want to turn this around a bit. Not quite. I want to, my question is, what was something that surprised you so that you didn't expect?
The past year. So you
couldn't be excited for it either. Yeah, in the past year.
Obviously, the whole drone topic, because it just happened, and that's the most changing thing, because it wasn't a completely new thing to me. I've flown drones before, or one drone before in fifth grade before, but haven't since then. But FPV was a whole new thing, and it's becoming a big new hobby for me, which is going to be kind of time consuming, but a lot of fun and expensive to start with.
Yeah.
If you really want to get into it, you have to spend like 15 to 20 hundred euros.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. Yeah, but not really to get started with it in the first place.
Yeah, it depends. It's then
more later to really get into it.
Yeah, if you just want to look into the hobby and want to see if it's for you, you don't need 1,500 euros, then you would need a lot less. Just a game controller and a simulator is enough, and you'd only spend about 20 bucks. But to really get into it and to do some serious flying, if you decide that this will become your new hobby, then...
Yeah, then obviously need a bit more cash.
Sorry if that wasn't clear.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it was probably... I don't know. I haven't thought about it really before.
Right.
The question just came to my mind, was like, yeah, that's a good one. But yeah, probably was like, I think when we watched the movie Free Guy in cinema, it surprised me that it was that mm-hmm. good, because I didn't really look forward to watching especially that movie. I just wanted to go to the cinema again after after long lockdown again in the winter, and after they reopened, and just want to get that experience. And it was like the movie that mostly spoke to me, but there wasn't, I didn't expect too much.
There weren't just that many others, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't one. That. Yeah, it was the best one to pick. But I hadn't, I didn't have any really high expectations, and yeah, but we went to the cinema and we watched it, and it was really surprisingly funny and entertaining, and just a overall a good movie to watch. Yeah, that was a really nice thing.
I also didn't expect in the beginning of 2021 to bake that much, and also that the Sunday afternoon evening would become a ritual of coming together,
yeah, true,
and eating things that I made over a weekend. It became, yeah, a ritual for a half a year about.
Yeah, a really nice one.
Right, next one.
The next one. Next question is, which song would you choose on a karaoke night?
Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, I think. Or Poker Face. Is Lady Gaga? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably those. Or a song by Shawn Mendes. Whoa. But I forgot the title. Great, great song to do karaoke. But I forget the name. Yeah, or any song of Sour by Olivia Rodrigo, because I just listened it a lot. I must say Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo, because I think my favorite line of any song is from that song. I'm not cool and I'm not smart and I can't even parallel park. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes. There's nothing holding me back. This one.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, great song.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Right. And what about you?
For me, it would be a song that I heard a lot. And that I'm, yeah, definitely one that I'm familiar with. It could be probably Chasing Cars by Walking on Cars, because I know this song for such a long time, and it has been my favorite song for a pretty long time, or I listened to it very much, and I think it's okay hard to sing. I mean, I can't sing great either way, so so that's not really a criteria, but I think it wouldn't make it better if the song was hard. And I also would like to do like In the End or something by Linkin Park, but I think that's pretty hard to really get that energy.
Okay,
Of Chester Bennington.
But that's why I chose Poker Face. Pa 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 Poker Face. Carry my. This is my poker face. Pa 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 poker face. Everyone can do that.
Or of course the good option, Tequila.
Wow.
When you're really lazy. Nah, but that wouldn't be that fun.
The joke is over at the moment when everyone has read that you chose tequila.
Yeah.
And it's already not funny anymore. Or you're really drunk, then it's funny. But if you're not, then the joke is over when everyone has read that you chose tequila.
Yeah, true.
Tequila is boring. Title.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then let's move on to the third question already.
Sure.
What's a habit that you picked up from your parents?
Habits. Can you start with something?
Well, I also don't have an answer right away.
And sure, probably there are habits I picked up, but
It's you also just take it for granted, basically, or it's so normal to you that you can't really say it's a habit that I picked up from.
Yeah,
them.
I think in a way, I speak the way my parents speak. Because when you grow up, you obviously see them every day, and huge parts of a day, or you speak a lot to them, obviously also to friends, but your parents are your parents. So I think I speak in a way that my parents speak, but I don't have any examples for that. I am not sure. I think I think about that and talk about it next week again.
Yeah.
Or do you have an example?
For me, it's probably a little throwback here. How I make my breakfast. That's very much inspired by my father's habits of eating breakfast and what he does. Also because for a long time he always prepared it in the morning, what we also eat. That is really very much a habit of his that I have taken over.
I'm going to think about it for a bit longer because I think the question is very interesting. Just noting it down.
Alright. Then the next question is number four. How do you like it better, too hot or too cold? Very classic one.
Yeah, I've always thought too cold was always my answer, but I think it changed today. Because, or first of all, why cold? Because you can always take off more and more clothes, and at some point it's just too hot. And you can't take off your skin, and it's not getting better. And it's harder to cool down with additional things. If you are outside, indoors is a different thing. But I'm just looking at the situation that you're outside and wearing things. But if it's cold, you could put on more and more clothes, better clothes, waterproofed. Windproofed, whatever proofed, clothes to, make yourself comfortable with the weather, with the situation, and that's great. But today was annoying weather, like 70 kilometers per hour wind, very fast. It was raining. It was, big. chunks of ice were falling from the sky, and I'm describing it like this because I don't know what this weather is called in English, because it rarely happens. It was raining and it was annoying. And at this moment I thought, well, I am dressed as best as I can, but it's still cold and still annoying. I don't think it changed. It's still better than being too hot, because sweating is also not that great. If it's like sweating because it's too hot and it's just tiring, because it's also a thing. You're very tired, I think, when it's that hot, and and your body, your system is needs a lot of power, a lot of energy to stand up against that heat. But against the cold, it's easier because you can dress as the weather wants you to dress.
Yeah, that would be basically also my answer.
I explained it pretty that much that you can't pretty have another point of view. There is no other way, I think.
Yeah, basically.
Don't change your mind.
Because, like, of course, it's also very annoying if you're too cold. But, as you said, at least you can put do on something more about it. Yeah, and dress appropriately. In the heat, that's basically not possible.
Also, if we respect someone that said, you just go inside, if we also consider this part, you can go outside if it's cold, inside, and it'd be relatively easy to make it warmer. But if it's hot in the summer or in the winter in Australia, it's also harder to keep it cool inside. I'm making it hard for the other side to argue.
But the other side, maybe Americans who always have their air conditioning in their in their houses.
But you said too hot or too cold, so it's above
of course
the point that you could dress accurate, or that you
can, of course.
So my point is also a bit misproven, but I think you'd be still better in the situation with nearly well dressed. Okay. Last one.
All right. Then let's come to the last question. What was your favorite game to play as a kid?
Mario Kart. maybe. Mario Kart for the Nintendo DS Lite. Angry Birds was a huge part in my childhood. I played that on my grandpa's phone. Angry Birds. Or Subway Surfer. Subway Surfer and Angry Birds, I think. And Mario Kart for console aspect.
I didn't get into video games that early, so my answer would be one of the classic games that you play on the school court, and I don't even know if that exists like that in America, but freely translated, it's called basically Stop and Go, and it's like a form of catch, but you if you're caught, you have to stand still, and someone else from your team can free you again.
It's a video game?
And then you can... No, no. It's like a classic game you play on... I thought
Decathlon was video game. Oh.
No. No, just game.
Okay, well, this was my video game answer.
Nice.
As a child, it's like every game, like sports game, video game, board game. Yeah. Yeah, in fourth grade, I think I played a lot of chess. Classic. But other board game, definitely Monopoly. We rocked Monopoly so hard in grammar school. We started as soon as school was over. It's like 11:30. It's like grammar school. And we played chess until 4 p.m. Like 4 hours with been eating lunch in the meantime. We used to play a week long, 4 hours a day Monopoly.
Crazy.
And that 4 years. not like every day. We also played soccer and table tennis and catch and every other games, but we played a lot of Monopoly. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Monopoly's my answer. But to cross all activities, board games, chess, Monopoly, video games, Mario Kart, Angry Birds, Subway Surfer, and sport games would be table tennis.
All right. for me, what are my favorite board games? What did I like to play?
Where are your favorite board games in like grammar school?
Yeah.
Could have changed now, because I don't like Monopoly that much.
Of course.
Now, or maybe also because I haven't played it in a long time now, but it definitely was my favorite game to play.
Mm-hmm. As a kid, I don't think I played that much of board games, but I like to play Uno, of course. And also in German it's called Mensch ärgere dich nicht. I have no idea how it's if that exists in English.
Safe.
Yeah. But as video games, it was definitely like I think also Subway Surfers, yeah. And I didn't have a console. Oh yes, I did have a console. I played a lot of Mario Party on my old Nintendo DS. And also, how's it called?
Professor Layton.
Professor Layton. A riddle game. Yeah, those were my two favorite video games as a child.
Yeah, I think outside of Germany, Mensch ärgere dich nicht is called Ludo. Don't ask me all why, right. But it seems like it's called Ludo.
Yeah. It's basically a Ludovico dice game.
Einaudi. Yeah. Well. Also, not that hard. Everyone can play it. Children.
Yeah.
Grandparents.
It's really easy.
And everyone in between.
Yeah.
Family game.
Yeah. I also played it mostly with my family. With friends who didn't play that much board games.
Yeah, and if you did, then not Ludo.
No. Then maybe Bonanza or something.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright. That were the questions.
Yes. And
we are through.
Yeah, we get through it. And we finished 20 minutes earlier than last week. Wow. getting big shorter.
Wow, incredible.
Shorter episodes. And it's just Monday.
Yeah.
Didn't have to record on Wednesday. It's Monday, my dude.
Yeah.
It's Monday. 5 to 10. Almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah. We are on schedule again. For once.
Okay. Then this will be all you get from today. This was episode number 49.
It's already 49. Yeah. It's crazy.
50 will be out next week on January 22nd. And probably your drone will be
crazy.
Too.
Crazy. Hopefully. I haven't watched. But tomorrow would be the first
due date. Yeah.
Date.
See you then. Bye bye.
Have a nice week. We will hear each other next week to our big 50th episode, which won't be that special. Maybe. I don't know. But
please still
see you then. Yeah. See you then. And have a nice week. Bye bye.